There was a rumor last year that the school district had a restraining order against Ed Gray, but it wasn't true. Still, Gray admits that his relationship with the district is openly antagonistic.
One of the hard things in me running for election is for school board is that, you know, I'm a proponent of local control, and that's just the way it is. We have polar opposites views of you know, the school district.
Gray is a commercial fisherman and a resident of Sitka for 29 years. His wife, Clara, sits on the tribal council. This is Gray's core rhetorical position. He's for local control of curriculum and standards, and the district is for what he calls Fed-Ed, top-down standards originating in national education policy. He thinks the district has gone off course.
The same things that I hope for my children, I just hope for the children of Sitka, you know, that we would have quality, valid standards, assessments, and curriculum that, you know, would put them in a position to, you know, aspire. It drives me to want to, you know, be on the school board. I want to be president of the school board. You know, I want to take this in a direction that's great for our kids. You know?
These don't exactly sound like fighting words, except for the fact that Gray doesn't attribute the same pro-child values to anyone else involved in district policy.
But that happens to be, you know, not currently, you know, what our superintendent and, you know, school board feels.
Gray's adversarial stance is connected to pushback against National Common Core education standards, which were widely adopted during the Obama administration. In Alaska, the State Department of Education created a slightly modified version of the Common Core called Alaska Standards. Sitka schools completed most of the transition to Alaska standards in math, science, and English language arts last year, and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on new curriculum materials. Gray considered this a waste of district money.
I could take the same book that I used, the same math book I used in school, and teach my kids. We can afford education materials, but we can't afford it in the system that we're in.
But the goal of the Alaska Standards, or the Common Core, is to ensure that a sixth grader in Sitka is learning the same math as a sixth grader in Dallas or Des Moines, and not necessarily their father's math. In one sense, the battle over Alaska standards is over, but Gray isn't deterred from speaking out against testing.
You create a standard, you create an assessment, and then the curriculum has to fit in that. And so what happens, you wind up redefining education as you know, proficiency on an assessment. And that's not, you know, that's not learning. Learning is not performing on a standardized test.
This is not a new complaint. It has been shared by some teachers and parents across the country ever since the introduction of standardized testing decades ago. Due to an internet snafu last year, the state suspended online testing of the Alaska standards. This was an unexpected win for Gray, who made Refuse the AMP, short for Alaska Measures of Progress, his campaign slogan last year. The state's not bringing back testing again until 2018 as they search for a new provider, and Gray would like to see the district never bring it back. He believes the savings could be significant as Sitka schools are pressed by another anticipated budget shortfall next year. By how much? He's not sure. He thinks the district is concealing the costs.
And they really are not transparent. They don't answer your questions. They give you bad numbers. You know, they give you numbers that are not, you know. So they're spinning it, you know, basically is what it is. They're just spinning their numbers. But I can tell you that, you know, that it's very expensive. It's very costly.
Business manager Cassie Olin writes the checks for Sitka Schools. She pointed me to page 21 of the district's budget, which shows $5,700 in total spending on standardized testing last year. Gray also singles out technology as a target for cuts. AMP testing was all online last year. He thinks the district is on a slippery slope.
Do we really want, like, you know, technology-based schools? I mean, do we want teacherless schools? You know, is that the direction we want to keep going?
Although no one on the board or in the administration has advocated for the elimination of teachers, the district's technology costs are sizable, $150,000 for internet services, or about 1% of the $20 million annual budget. Again, Cassie Olin says this is what the district pays for connectivity, whether online testing resumes or not. What's not negotiable for Gray are teachers and activities. He believes the arts and sports are critical to a child's education. After years of homeschooling, he's finally enrolled his son, a freshman, in Sitka High. His daughter is a senior at Mount Edgecombe. Health and sexuality are also important topics for Gray, but only if they're taught by the right people. Several years ago, Gray joined opposition around the instruction of human health at Blatchley Middle School by a staff member of Planned Parenthood.
You know, they saw human sexuality as a non-family enterprise, you know, and that's what I was like, no, that's not a non-family enterprise. That involves the family very much, you know, so that's what I was addressing.
Gray worked with conservative lawmakers to draft parental rights legislation and personally takes credit for language prohibiting the teaching of human health by so-called abortion providers. Senate Bill 89 failed, but a milder version, House Bill 156, passed and now requires that human health be taught by a certified teacher in the schools or by someone directly supervised by a certified teacher. Gray is justifiably proud of his work on the legislation, but doesn't like the idea that the law grants parents their rights. He says parents have had these rights all along. And he'd like to win a school board seat and see that parents, rather than national education policymakers, control what kids in Sitka learn. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.